Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. Sven, thank you so much for joining me.
Great to be here, Joe.
So last night we had a city council meeting, and one of the biggest topics that was discussed was the new wastewater treatment plant. We've talked about this before with Matt Ferrier from Bolton and Mink, but give us the basics on this project.
Yeah, so the current wastewater treatment plant is about 24 years old since its last major upgrade. So all of those improvements are paid off, and the plant is again in need of some improvements. So Bolton and Mink just finished up their facility study, which is kind of going through the entire plant from top to bottom and figuring out what improvements need to be made. So now that they have that, we're able to start going into that design and engineering and funding phase. So one of the things we did last night at the city council meeting was approve the professional services agreement for Bolton and Mink to take us through this whole process. So this is for everything from last night to the day we christened the new treatment plant. So one of the bigger contracts we've done, but it's basically a 3-year contract for what they'll be doing out there.
For sure. So 2021 is kind of the estimated completion date of that, and it's going to cost $1.2 million. Is that correct?
Yep, that's the cost of the engineering agreement. The total project cost is right around $18 million for the treatment plant. So a big project for the community, but definitely one of those things that is very needed. And we're at the point where the DNR is going to be enacting some new regulations. And if we don't do this now, they will force us probably in the next 5 years to go ahead and do this. So it's kind of one of those, we could be proactive and get ahead of the game, do the whole project as one, or draw it out and probably spend a couple more million dollars than we really need to. So trying to do it as efficiently as possible to be able to get the job done for the lowest price.
For sure. Now, you were talking last night in your report that basically most of the city council and yourself actually took a tour of the current wastewater treatment facility, and it was eye-opening for them, correct?
Yeah, so last Wednesday we went for a walking tour through the whole plant, and most of the city council and a lot of staff actually got to see the whole process and see some of the deficiencies within the plant. So I think that was a great eye-opener for council. I'd really like to do an open house actually out at the treatment plant as well. Hopefully kind of schedule it for a little bit cooler day. It was kind of hot out there that day, but we are looking to have a open house at La Poste August 23rd, probably about 4:30 in the afternoon there. We'll have some boards. You can come in and see what the treatment plant looks like currently and what the new improvements will look like. We may even have a video that you can watch that's kind of a tour of the plant. So trying to get some of that information out there, trying to engage the community so that they understand what the project is and why it's needed right now. And kind of the last part of this, probably in the first meeting in September, the council will be considering rate increases to fund the project. So just be aware of that. Rates will probably increase effective in the October bills.
All right, so that's definitely something that the residents of Perry are going to want to be keeping an eye on, I'm sure. Moving on to other things going on, other items that were approved last night. The first was a contract between the city and Region 12 Council of Governments so that they can help out with what's called the Community Development Block Grant, CDBG. What can you tell me about this agreement?
Yeah, so this is going to be the agreement that will allow them to write a community development block grant for an owner-occupied housing rehabilitation grant. So I believe we can get up to 6 homeowners, about $25,000 each if we're successful with the grant. And hopefully this can make a pretty large impact within a neighborhood. And the grant really wants us to try and focus it down to as small of an area as possible so that you can really see a big difference within that neighborhood. So hopefully we can find some willing participants and be successful with that grant.
All right. What sort of timetable do you think you can expect for when these rehabilitations could take place.
The grant is due, I believe, in January of 2019. So from now until then, Region 12 will be working with us to identify possible homeowners, get their applications together to then put in our overall application and then send that in. So probably next summer, spring, summer, we'll find out if we've been successful. And then the grant's probably open for about a year or two. So we'll definitely be able to get some construction going on some of those houses.
All right. Now, sticking with the grant theme, you also approved an application to the REAP program, which is Resource Enhancement and Protection through the DNR. What can you tell me about this grant program?
Yeah, so this is the same grant program that we did for the pond out at the soccer complex addition. So this REAP grant paid for the pond and the walking trail around it. What this grant is it's a land acquisition grant, and we're looking at acquiring about 15 acres just north of that pond. It's got a wetland and some farm ground there. We're looking at maybe protecting that wetland and rehabilitating it. What I would really like to see out there is like a boardwalk out into the marsh so that people can go out there, maybe have some signage and educational opportunities for people to learn what is in a marsh and what it does, and really kind of talk about water quality. I know that's a hot button topic right now, so I think that'll be a great opportunity for us to kind of expand that park up a little bit into kind of a different setting that we don't really have.
All right, and the timetable for that?
Application is due August 15th, and then we usually find out sometime in September if we were successful with the grant.
All right. A few more things to talk about here today, both involving projects. The first is Park Street, which is basically finished, correct?
Yep. All that's left to do out there is some grading of the shoulders, which the county is doing. Basically, all of our stuff is done. We'll be going in and seeding later this fall once it's better for seeding times and get all that cleaned up where we put the curbs in. But other than that, it's pretty much done. So it's exciting to have that project completed. It's kind of one of those things that we've talked about for quite a while to do, but things just align perfectly with the county's projects and what we were able to get done. So it's nice to have that under our belts and kind of behind us.
All right. Now, the other project that you mentioned last night was the Willis Avenue Bridge project. This is getting very close.
Yes, it is. So they should be paving Wednesday or hopefully sometime this week. And we're expecting the road to be reopened to traffic next week sometime. So after that, they'll be moving on and pouring the sidewalks next to the road, as well as putting up the guardrails and setting some of the other things on there and finishing that project out. So hopefully maybe by the end of August, mid-September, we'll have that project behind us as well.
All right. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I just want to give a little shout out not only to our staff for doing a great job with this transition of garbage and recycling, but also thanking the residents for playing along with us and having patience with us as we're learning this new system right along with them. So it's great to be able to work together and get this project done. So I think it's going to be a wonderful thing for Perry and hopefully help keep our town a little bit cleaner and be more efficient with what we're doing. So thanks to our employees and all the residents.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Sven Peterson, for joining me. I appreciate it as always.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Serwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.